Greetings. First, please receive a warm greeting from me to you. Today's devotional moment is about judging others. On the one hand, to make good decisions in life, we need to be able to accurately judge other people. We assess trustworthiness and possible dangers. We carefully select a partner, a confidant, or an employee. On the other hand, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. In the same way you judge others, you will be judged." During my career in the field of social work, I evaluated persons who had committed serious crimes and been found not guilty by reason of insanity. The very first case that I was assigned influenced my whole perspective for the rest of my career. I was preparing to sit across the table from a person who had committed an atrociously violent crime against a child. Upon reading the police report, some might begin imagining punishments that this individual deserved more than he deserved hospital care. However, in my reading, I noticed that coincidentally, this man and I had graduated on the same day from the same large state university. We had never met, having been commuter students with different majors. Before taking my seat at the table, I wondered, why was it that I would be on my side of the table and he would be on his side? Why were our roles not reversed? My job was to evaluate any risks to incrementing the man's privileges and to make recommendations to the court. Mine was not to judge his character or to feel superior. It dawned on me that given other circumstances, whether nature, nurture, mental illness, or traumatic life experience, that I may well have been sitting on his side of the table and he on mine. The lesson here is that when Jesus said that we must not judge others, he did not intend to prohibit all kinds of judgment. Rather, he called us to humility and self-reflection. He prohibited harsh, self-righteous hypocrisy. Jesus went on to say that we should take the plank out of our own eye so that we would be able to see clearly to remove that speck in our brother's eye. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12 is referred to as the golden rule. It says that we must treat others with the same mercy that we would want for ourselves. That is a call to forgive those who offend us, always keeping in mind God's love and mercy in sending God's only begotten Son to pay the price for our own sins. In the matter of the court case, I recommended to the court that at least for the time being, there was evidence that the man should receive continued care and custody for his own safety and that of others. Nonetheless, God's word profoundly set a perspective for my future cases. It taught me to focus on and to address my own failures rather than sweeping them under the table by judging other people. The experience taught me that I should be a channel of God's love, allowing God's mercy to flow through me to others, just as God's mercy and love had been freely given to me.